I'm gonna go check on Connor. For him to call Anita and just sneak off like
that?
It's
okay. I got my eye on the door. He's safe upstairs. It's fine.
Still,
Look, he finally let us in. He told us how he really feels. Why don't we just give him the space that he asked for?
He wants to be anywhere but here. And I didn't realize. I mean, I know he was going through something, but I didn't know just how much pain he was in.
Yeah, he is. And you knew something was going on, and now you know more. That's a good thing.
He kept his feelings bottled up inside because he didn't want to upset me. That is my worst fear. My issues becoming his issues, his burden.
No, stop. That is not what is happening here, Chelsea.
You don't know that.
Okay, you're right. I don't have the answers, but what I do know is guilt is pointless right now.
I'm surprised that he wants to go spend more time with Anita, though.
I think he just wants to be as far away from here as possible. What are we supposed to do? Just like up and move? I mean, your life is here. He has to be by you, and he has to be by me. My life is finally getting to a better place. To leave now would be...
We'll figure it out.
Actually, we will figure it out, since he's our son.
Adam, Billy has been there for Connor, okay? He's a part of my life. He's part of our lives.
Yes, because I am not around enough.
That's not what I'm saying.
Listen, Billy, thank you for your concern, but Chelsea and I, we will take it from here.
Hey.
Hi.
Thanks for coming. Have a seat.
Well, it sounded important.
Yeah, I have some news.
Good news, I hope.
It could be. Very surprising, that's for sure.
Tell me.
Things could be changing for me in a very big way.
Done. That was so good, but I am now very late for my meeting.
Not tell me it wasn't totally worth it, though. The chocolate, the coconut.
Yes, it was so good, but I'm very full and sleepy, and I have a room full of department heads wondering why their CEO is late.
Yeah, totally worth the wait.
Yeah, easy for you to say, because your Omega Sphere meeting is later. You can go take a nap if you want to.
You know what, that nap idea actually sounds pretty good, and having a room right upstairs, I don't see why I shouldn't do something like that.
Oh my God, I hate you.
I'm kidding. Look, I'm going to sit here, I'm going to drink my coffee, and I'm going to be on time for my meeting. Because at least one of us should be punctual.
Okay, fine. It could be you.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Just a heads up, I'm running behind.
You are so responsible. You are the consummate professional.
Oh, I know. Okay, so I will see you at the office later?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I sure will. I'll be the slacker with his feet up on the desk.
Okay, see you in a bit.
Bye. Heather. Hey. I have been trying to get in touch with you. Please sit down. Have you not got any of my messages?
No, I I did. I just,
Look, I wanted to say thank you. You know, thank you for taking over for Michael and for helping out with my mom. It really means a lot to me.
It's just, you know, when I get focused on work, time slips away from me. I'm sorry.
No, I remember. You know, Lucy shouldn't have to be our go-between, though.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Are you okay? Come on, what's going on? You seem a little weird.
This is hard for me to admit. I have been avoiding you.
Okay, well, enough with the suspense already. What is this life-changing news?
So, I get a call from Chief Williams, right? Well, he's not chief anymore. He's retired from the force. I call him chief for some reason still. Anyways, he's been in Portugal staying with Heather before she got here, believe it or not.
Oh my God, Chance. You are the worst deliverer of news ever.
Okay. Paul retires, right? They name an interim chief for the time being. Nobody at the station thinks he's right for the job. So when the police commission asked Paul who he thinks should take over, recommended me.
Wow. Oh. Wow, that is such a huge vote of confidence. Did you accept?
Well, I haven't got the official offer just yet.
Okay, but the offer will come in, right?
Sounds like it.
How do you feel about it?
It's a big responsibility, right? That's a big step up. It's not just me and a partner working cases anymore.
That's true. I understand that, you know, you've had a lot of ambivalence this year about being a detective. And I know it's because it's not all about just putting together evidence and building your case. There's politics involved, relationships.
Always. It kind of seems like the truth is a old-fashioned ideal at this point.
Well, maybe this is a new path. It's still law enforcement, yes, but with more control and more impact, possibly.
That's what I think of. I think of Paul and how he set the tone. He didn't play any games. Didn't let anything slide.
So when you think about having this position, how do you feel about it? Is it something you want?
Billy and Connor have become close. Billy has been able to explain things to a little boy who doesn't want to hear them from his mother. They spent a lot of time together, so for you to just dismiss him like that is actually not okay.
It's all right. You're right. I am sorry that I diminished the role that you play in Chelsea's life and Connor's life.
Adam, I know you're going through a lot lately. Everything that happened with the baby. So I'm sure the idea of Connor leaving town hits you really hard.
I mean, I'm not thinking about me or my loss. All I'm thinking about right now is Connor. He's the only one that matters. And him running off to go be with Anita is not going to take Connor's pain away. Okay, you mentioned that he should see a therapist. I think that's the step that we should take. I think he should talk to somebody who's not his parent or his buddy and someone that can help guide him to a better place.
I tend to agree. I mean, the fact that he did open up to us means he's ready to talk.
Well, that's great. You're both right. Connor would absolutely benefit from therapy. But it doesn't matter what we think if he doesn't agree. He has to be ready and willing to take those first steps, and we all know how hard that can be. Adam, I know our son. So do you. This is about so much more than talking to somebody. He made it very clear what he needs, what he wants, and that is to be far away from this place that's causing him so much pain.
Yeah, he's gonna take that pain with him wherever he goes. We both know that, Chelsea. The scenery, it changes nothing.
The first thing we have to do is listen to what he's saying to us, okay? Hear him out. He has made it clear, Adam, he doesn't want to be here.
Okay, so you do want to leave?
I think the first step is we get him out of Walnut Grove where he's being bullied. And then, I think he should spend some time with Anita. Maybe she wasn't the best mom in the world, but they've gotten really close, and Connor adores her.
Chelsea, it's still Anita. I mean, God knows what kind of private advice that she's going to give him.
Oh, come on, Adam. What is she going to do? Teach him the grift?
No, that's not what I'm talking about, but she sees the world in a different way, and it's not usually in a positive and productive way.
Okay, so what do you suggest? We keep Connor here, and he keeps doing therapy with Sharon, and he's miserable? That hasn't worked so far. Why would it work moving forward?
We take smaller steps. we put him in a different school, and he spends more time at the ranch, and he spends more time with me.
Are you really thinking about what Connor needs? Or about what you want?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Connor needs both of his parents. Taking my son hundreds of miles away, cutting him out of my life.
That's not what she's talking about doing, Adam. She wouldn't do that.
Are you still here?
Adam?
Chelsea, my son needs me. And I need him. I mean, Sharon is not the only therapist in town. Surely we can find somebody else for him to talk to, or we can get him into some support group. And school is starting soon, okay? We will put him in a school that is not Walnut Grove. Hell, I'll buy a freaking school if that's what it takes.
You're not listening to me or your son. He is a scared little boy right now, Adam, and I am trying my best
to
make
sure. Both of you.
You know, being a cop in this town definitely has its challenges. That's for sure. Everybody thinks they're above the law. Everybody thinks they can manipulate it to suit them and take matters into their own hands. And I get tired of that. So I have been questioning whether or not police work is where I belong.
I understand that you're good at what you do. And you said yourself, Phyllis's case reminded you of why you do it. Reignited your love for your job.
Absolutely. Getting down to the truth, following every lead, that's gratifying. I love that. And when lives are hanging in the balance, I like making a difference too. So yes, I have been enjoying my job a lot more lately. But you know what? I never really put too much thought into being a cop. Because she fell in my lap. Seemed right, you know? So I've been trying to decide whether or not this is what I really want to do. It feels like this career chose me rather than I chose it. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I get it. Look at my winding career path. Coffee house owner, cosmetic spokesperson, magazine publisher, therapist.
Media tech mogul now?
Yeah, well, hopefully soon. What about you?
I don't know, Sham. I really don't know. I like being out in the field. That's where I belong. Working my own cases, doing my own thing. If I was police chief, I would be in charge of every case. You know, and the bureaucracy. I mean, I don't know. What do you think? You know a little bit about the GCPD?
From when I was a victim's liaison.
You see me as the chief of police.
Wow, avoiding me, really? When do we get to that place? We are co-parents, for God's sakes.
I know, I'm sorry. It's just, you know, you have a lot going on with work and your mother and I didn't want to interfere or distract you.
God knows that I could have used a distraction from my mother's shenanigans.
I got the feeling that the whole family, you, Summer, your mom, had some healing to do.
Yeah, that's for sure. You know my mother.
That I do.
I would say that some healing has happened, but healing's still got a long way to go. Is that the reason why you're avoiding me? I get the feeling that there's something you're not saying, so... What is it? Are you worried that I'm that same person that broke your heart and broke Lucy's heart? Is that why you're staying away from me? Because it's not the case. I'm not that person anymore. I am not the same person that I was before. You know, the guy who totally screwed everything up. I would avoid that person too, I really would. But you know, now—
I know it's different, and you're different. And I can see that you really got your act together. I am tremendously proud of everything you've accomplished. It's impressive, video game designer, running your own division of this big company. You've come a long way.
Well, then is it Lucy? Did she say something?
No, of course not. You know that. She adores you. So often I can't get her to stop talking about how talented her dad is.
I like that. Yeah, you can tell me more about that if you like.
I'm really grateful that you two have reconnected and that your relationship is solid again.
Then I don't get it. Why do you not want to be around me?
It's not that I don't want to be around you. It's that I don't want to complicate things. You have your life back on track. We're doing great. We work as co-parents.
I agree.
But we lead separate lives. So I'm trying to keep it that way, not blur any lines or confuse Lucy. I don't want us to fall back into old patterns or make the other one uncomfortable.
Almost sounds like you might be sticking around town for a while.
Maybe for a little while. I mean, my firm is officially closed. We shut down for 3 weeks every August, so I don't feel any rush to get back to Portugal.
That's great. It is, and I will take all the time I can get with Lucy.
I think, to be honest, I didn't share my plans right away because I wasn't sure how you'd really feel about me sticking around town.
I think it's fantastic.
You would be an amazing chief of police if that's what you decide you want. I suppose I wouldn't mind you spending a little bit more time in an office, though I know you are an adrenaline junkie. I guess I'll admit I'd be glad to not see you in as much danger. And you can use your Sherlock Holmes brain on all of your cases in your department, not just your own.
Yeah, I guess it's true.
There is one other really important question, though.
What?
Would you occasionally have to wear a suit? Because you look killer in a suit. The truth is, only you can make this decision.
Yeah, I know. I know. I just value your perspective, that's all. And I want to be ready if this official offer comes in.
When it comes in.
You have made some solid points. Except the whole suit thing. I don't think I could ever be a suit guy. Sorry.
James Bond. Chancellor. Come on. Besides, you look sexy in anything you're wearing or not wearing.
Stop fighting about me.
Come here. Come sit down.
Sweetie, we weren't fighting, okay? Your dad and I are just trying to figure out what's best for you. Mm-hmm. What's best for our family.
I already told you. I don't want to go back to Walnut Grove. I hate it there. Please? Can I go to a new school? With new kids who won't know anything about me or my family? And they'll want to be my friends.
But you have friends.
No, I don't. Not really. Only Johnny. He's going away to another school. Everybody at Walnut Grove knows about my mom having issues and my dad fighting with his family. And they know about Johnny and me finding out this year that we're brothers. They talk about all of it when they think I can't hear them. Like I'm some kind of freak.
That's gotta hurt.
Connor. I'm sorry that this has been hard on you. You know, your mom and I, we knew somewhat what was going on, but I wish you had shared this with us, how you felt before. And I understand why you didn't. You're a sensitive kid and, you know, your mom and I, we love that about you. You knew that mom and I, we were struggling with our own issues and you were thinking about our feelings.
Connor, that just goes to show what a bright, great kid you are.
Yes, but that is not your job. It's our job, okay? We're multitaskers. At least we like to think we are, anyway.
Your dad's right. We can handle whatever you throw at us. But next time, you just talk to us. Tell us what you're feeling. Tell us that you need help. Don't let it get to the point where you want to run away.
When I was upstairs, I looked online and found a school near where Anita lives. It's for kids my age who have anxiety and depression.
You mean you found a school or you found a therapist?
No, I mean an actual school with classes and sports and kids. I guess it's not just me who's like this.
You found this just now when you went upstairs online?
To show you how serious I am. So you know how much I need to do this.
Listen, Connor, this is a big move. I mean, are you sure there aren't things here that will help you? I mean, I love having you here. We have so much fun together when we go to the ranch, at your games.
Can we look at the place? Please, Dad. And if we like it, I could go. I won't be that far away. You can visit me. A lot.
Connor, this is a big decision.
I don't want to go to that bad place you were in.
I don't want that either, baby.
I guess we can take a look at what you found. What do you think, Mom?
Well, first of all, let me just say how impressive that is. You really thought this through. You took the initiative. You did the research. It's great.
Yeah, it was very mature.
My baby's not a baby anymore. But your dad's right. I wish you would have just told us how you felt, that you were in so much pain instead of running away.
I was confused and scared, I guess. I thought if I asked you to move away, you'd say no.
Well, your mom and I, we will we'll do our own research.
Yeah, we will have a very serious talk.
Yes, we will make the choice that works best for all of us. Deal?
Yeah.
Deal?
Deal.
Hey, why don't we go for a walk for a little while, all right? We'll get some fresh air. We'll let your mom and dad talk for a bit.
Well, that's a nice idea. Thank you.
I guess.
Okay, come on.
Now do you see how letting Connor leave is the right thing to do?
Okay, that's enough about me. Let's talk about you. How goes it, huh? How is Adustus?
Well, Adustus is no more. It's now changed to SNA Media.
Sharon Nick Adam.
Exactly.
Nailed it. Well, hey, at least you convinced Adam that his name sucked. That's a big step in the right direction, right? What else, huh? How's Adam? Is he behaving?
Not exactly.
Oh, that's no surprise. What'd he do?
He tried blackmailing Audra Charles into convincing Nikki and Victoria that SNA and Newman Media should merge.
Jeez. You sure you want to be discussing a blackmail plot perpetrated by your partner with possibly the next chief of police? Unless you want me to arrest Adam, because I could totally do that. I would gladly do that, actually. That actually might be a plus for SNA. We can make an S and N, just like that. Say the word, I'm on it.
So, now we have Adam under control, so no arrest needed. Not yet, anyway.
I'll take that, thank you very much.
I'm sorry.
Hey, what happened? Your meeting get canceled?
There it is. No, I left my tablet, so, you know, leadership at its best.
I didn't even see it. You know, you could have called me, I would have brought it to you.
Oh, no, it's fine. Once I realized I forgot it, I just told my assistant to reschedule the meeting, so.
Oh my God, the meeting, my meeting. I'm gonna be late for my meeting now.
I hope I didn't make you late.
No. No, this is good, this is fine. I'm really glad that we got a chance to do this. I feel much better about things.
Me too.
Get to my meeting. Are you heading back to the office?
Actually, well, my meeting was rescheduled, so I have some time. I don't know if you're free, but maybe if you want to have coffee and catch up. Well, I have to say, bravo to you for keeping Phyllis out of jail. I mean, how did you even do that?
Daniel didn't tell you what happened?
Well, he didn't give me details. He just said that, you know, Phyllis pled guilty and told the judge her story and they showed leniency.
I mean, that's the gist, but because it involved Phyllis, it was much more complex and passionate than that.
Yeah, of course. I mean, she is her own worst enemy. But I have to believe that you played a big role in having her not serve time.
Phyllis really deserves all the credit. I barely said anything. You know, it's strange seeing someone like her being truly vulnerable. But she did it. She opened her heart and let it all pour out.
And the judge bought it, obviously.
It wasn't a matter of buying it. It's about understanding what she'd gone through. But I believe that Phyllis was sincere. Her remorse felt real.
Yeah, but I mean, you're a mom, right? I mean, didn't you think it was awful how she hurt Summer and Daniel?
Oh my God, yes, I was furious. I mean, Lucy had just only recently stopped worrying about her dad, and then this and all the worry came right back. But I am trying to take Phyllis at her word that this experience changed her. Because it's good for Daniel and Lucy. I mean, Lucy loves the woman she will never call grandma.
Yeah. Okay, well, now that the case is closed, are you heading back to Portugal?
My firm closes every August, and I just picked up a few pro bono cases in town. So Lucy loves hanging out with her dad, and I don't see a reason to rush back. School doesn't start for a while.
Yeah, nice. Well, Daniel was saying that you're in a relationship. So does your partner care that you're extending your stay?
It's not a problem. Daniel seems like he's doing really well, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, you know, look, anyone who thinks their mother has died and then finds out she's alive, I think is gonna be thrown for a loop.
True.
Yeah, but you know, he's looking forward. And you know, I also wanna believe that Phyllis has changed, but I'm definitely more of a wait and see kind of person. I don't want him to get hurt again and end up in that dark place that he was in that you and Lucy had to deal with.
Yeah, I don't wanna see him hurt again either. But like I said, a changed Phyllis, a better Phyllis, is good for father and daughter.
I mean, this place Connor found, it could be exactly what he needs. It looks like a warm environment, supportive, welcoming.
Well, the facilities do look solid. And he seems to have classmates that would understand what he's going through.
Yeah, and he could live in the dorm or live with Anita. I know it's hard for you to let him go, especially now. But he really wants this, and I really want to see him smile again.
Gosh. Me too. But I mean, Chelsea, what about you? I mean, can you really get away from Genoa City? You just got this amazing, high-powered new job.
The truth is, I can do what I need to do remotely. And I've got a great team I can rely on here. If I have to hire someone to be my eyes and ears, I'll do that. It's gonna be a sacrifice for both of us. But that's what we signed up for, right? Our son comes first.
100%.
Do you think my mom and dad are going to let me go away?
I think you made a very strong case for yourself. You know, your mom and dad, they love you a lot.
I'm sorry, Billy.
What are you sorry about?
I know you're going to miss my mom. If we move.
Yeah. I'm gonna miss your mom. I miss you too. That's what phones are for, right? I'll come and visit you. Wherever you are. You can bring Johnny for a little visit.
That'd be cool.
Look, I'm not your parent, Connor. But I really want what's best for you. You know that, right?
Yes.
All of this stuff, all work itself out, okay?
Okay.
You're a brave kid. It's not easy to tell people how you feel. To share those big, sometimes scary emotions is hard. And you did that. You should be proud of yourself. You're an amazing kid. And you got a very bright future ahead of you. I promise you that.
Sharon, hey, could I talk to you for a second?
Sure.
Yeah, go ahead. I gotta get back to work.
Okay.
I'll call you.
Okay.
Have you heard of this place?
Yeah, I have. They have a very good reputation. They do great work with children and teens.
Do you think it could be a good fit for Connor?
I imagine it would be. Did Dr. Malone mention this to you?
No. Connor found it, actually.
By himself?
Mm-hmm. Apparently, he doesn't want to go to Walnut Grove anymore. Or live in Genoa City. He's having some emotions that are scaring him. He doesn't want to end up like me.
Oh. Chelsea, I'm sure he didn't say it like that.
Not exactly. But I do fear he could be in trouble, Sharon. He's asked Adam and me if he could move in with Anita and get help at this place. He found it online. He asked us to check it out.
Wow. So Connor found that all by himself. Well, that's very mature. I would take that as a positive sign.
So, I mean, you think we should consider it?
Sounds like you already are. And that makes sense. How are you coping with all this?
I feel guilty. I feel scared. I really thought I knew my son. I thought that we had great communication, and now I don't
beat yourself up. I see nothing but hope in everything you're telling me.
Really?
Yeah, your son, who is in grade school, is self-aware enough, smart enough to recognize that he can't figure out his problems on his own. He brought you and Adam this potential solution. That speaks to good parenting, and it says that he trusts you to help him with his problems.
Yeah. But what if I...
No what ifs. I see your family moving in a positive direction. I'm sure of it.
Hey, Mom.
Hey, guys. How was your walk?
Did you and Dad talk?
We did. We will go check out the school that you found. I've already made the arrangements.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And I spoke to your grandmother, and if everything looks good at the school, she says that we're welcome to stay with her for a while, at least until I find a place for us to live.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah. Why don't you go upstairs, and we'll talk more about this in a few minutes, okay?
So Adam agreed?
Yep. We both want what's best for Connor. So we're gonna go check out this school. Sharon says they have a great reputation, and if it's a good fit, we'll make it work. I will move in with my mother, God help me, and work remotely.
Yeah, well, you gotta do what's right for your boy.
The hardest part is gonna be leaving you.
We'll be all right. We're in a good place. Talk all the time. Connor already asked me to visit as much as possible.
He did he? Well, I love that. I just hate leaving now. You have so much going on with Jabot and Jack,
it's
Ashley.
Okay. I'll be fine. Connor comes first.
Thank you for understanding.
I'm gonna miss the hell out of you.
I'm gonna miss you too.
Hey, I just got off the phone with your mother. Yes, we are gonna make the most of these next few weeks. Yeah, of course I'm gonna take some time off. I don't know, whatever you wanna do. You wanna go see a ball game? We'll go see a ball game. You wanna go to an amusement park? Tell you what, just make a list. Okay. Okay, I'll call you tomorrow and we can make some plans. Bye.
Good news, huh?
Lucy's gonna be spending the rest of the summer here.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah, it is pretty wonderful. Speaking of which, you should probably stock up on the ingredients for those mocha fudge frozen blast drinks that she likes so much.
I'm on it.
Best end of summer ever.
Well, I know that Daniel's gonna be thrilled to have Lucy stick around for a while.
Lucy too. She adores her dad.
And she's so great. She really is. She's so strong and smart and funny, and that's definitely a credit to you.
She's the best.
Although, watch out for the high school years, because honestly, Maddie and I, we were so close, and then all of a sudden, we just argued over everything.
Thanks for the warning.
Yeah. But it's funny, because Lucy, I feel like she's so intrigued by Daniel and I in high school and how we were so young and in love.
That is quite a story. I'm really glad that you two found each other again.
Yeah, me too. I'm glad.
Daniel seems happy.
I think he is. Oh, sorry. You know what? That is my team, and they're already upset with me, so I'm gonna take this. Excuse me.
Of course, take it.
Lily Winters.
Join us again for The Young and the Restless.